is the Different Football Show. VAR You Serious on FUBAR Radio with Cecil G. Thomas.
And we are back after an FA Cup weekend of football. We are back. You know what the time it is. This is VAR You Serious. The football show that takes everything we love about the sport and flips it completely on its head. We're talking about fantasy 11s that no one really asks for, but we really enjoy it. There's rants of the week, just getting off, you know, the frustrations of the week that you just want to get off your chest. Sometimes I love coming to this studio and speaking to my guests and myself and just having a rant about what's annoyed me in the week. You know, it's a bit of heart, it's a bit of humour in this show, and just the right amount of chaos. Now, I've got a special guest with me. He's back, people. Louis Beneventi, in the place to be, big Chelsea fan. We're going to talk, we're in all the competitions, so we can discuss, well, we're in the competitions.
That's a weirdo.
I was going to say, you're not. But we're in the competitions that we can discuss today. FA Cup weekend, he was involved, so we can discuss that. Champions League coming up this week, he's involved, so we can discuss that. And then, yeah, we can, and then all the other stuff is in the in-between stuff that we like to get involved in. That's a bit different. That's what the show's all about. So firstly, Louis, how are you first?
I'm not too bad, mate. Not too bad. It's a good way to start the week doing this. So yeah. I'm ready to go, man.
I think so too. I think it's just a nice place to come into the studio, let everything out, and we can talk. I suppose we can talk a little bit. Firstly, today, I stepped outside, I saw grey skies again. I'm just like, do we have that summer? Is England summer done? We had that one day of heat, of sun, and it's like, no more sun again. I'm like, please, can it come back? It makes my day better. Actually, quickly, before we get into the show, this weekend, what did I get up to? I mean, I went and saw Dave, Santan Dave, on Friday at the O2, his opening night in London, in the O2. But I was a bit disappointed. Not with the performance. I was getting soft chest. I know this is not a music show, but like, this is not my rant of the week, people. But went and watched him, all well and good. Artistry, phenomenal. He's playing the piano, there's LED lights, it's pinging, the keys are matching with the light. Lovely. He gets on the guitar, ding, 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 doing all that stuff, I'm saying. Okay.
Interesting guitar noise.
Yeah. That's, the guitar makes that sound, does it? But he was really just being an artist. And I said, okay, I appreciate this. But Dave, I grew up, you know, the streets, all that stuff. He played some of them songs. I was like, okay, cool. Now it's time, Dave, for the features. Did we get any? Louis? No, we didn't.
No Thiago Silva?
No.
It's true.
So Thiago Silva was played, but no, like, bring out Alex. Bring out AJ Tracy, for good. He's down the road.
You know Alex, who was that Casper, he sits behind me at Chelsea.
Shut up.
He's a Chelsea fan.
That's a lie.
No,
it's the truth.
He sits at Matthew Harden at Chelsea, yeah. I see him every week.
That is mad.
He's a lovely bloke.
Is he?
Yeah, he's so
sad. I mean, he had a great run when that happened.
I mean, I don't know how much of that run he actually remembers on that weekend, if I'm being very honest.
Yeah, to me,
his jaw was swinging.
Probably all over the place, probably off his feet. I'm imagining he's off his face. Good confidence, though. Yeah. Done really well in his feature. But like I said, no Alex coming out. No AJ Tracy, who's up the road, by the way. We're in O2. He lives, he's from North London. No Stormzy, no Central C, all these people, no Thames, nothing. Then the next day, Dave performs, Stormzy comes out, I'm obviously not there. So that annoyed me.
Yeah, anyway. A couple of mates were at that and they were very happy on the Saturday night.
Oh, great. Friday wasn't great. Anyway, thanks for that. Thanks.
if you want Good Fridays, I went to see the new Peaky Blinders film and it was sick.
In the cinema?
In the cinema. They're doing it 2 weeks at the cinema.
Oh, I didn't know this.
And it's honestly, like, I know it's coming out on Netflix. People are like, oh, just wait. Don't wait. It's built for being on the big screen.
Really?
It's so good. And it's like, it's not like a, I'm not saying that as someone who dresses up like the Peaky Blinders and that sort of stuff, because I don't do that.
Right.
There was only one person in the cinema who did that, and I was actually quite impressed because I was expecting a sea of, I mean, you know, those sort of people. Only one.
That's interesting.
It was a good film. 10 out of 10. I don't give many 10 out of 10s.
Only one, you know. Do you know what? I was going to laugh at that man dressed up, but I'm thinking when the Marvel films come out, I have an Iron Man mask that moves itself and it speaks and you say, hey Jarvis, open Martin, over. So, and the new Avengers Doomsday, I will probably wear it to the cinema.
But why?
I don't know.
like it's cool. It's, don't get me wrong, that's amazing. Like, no. I love that. But at the same time, I'm like, you're going to have that heavy thing whilst watching nearly a 3-hour movie.
Yeah.
Like, nah. Be comfy. I don't go to the cinema in jeans anymore. I only ever wear tracksuits.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wear.
I was at an Everyman though, and everyone was sort of all dressed up. They're all very nice.
Yeah, Everyman's posh.
Everyone's very posh, and that was me and my, like, I was literally, my dad was like, oh, do you want to go see it? I was like, covered in stuff from the day. But I was like, yeah, all right, oh, we're going in 5 minutes. I'm like, all right. So I'm there in like this battered like jumper and trackies. And then there's everyone there dressed up for their night out on a Friday night. But at the end of the day, I enjoyed the movie.
Well, that's all that matters. So yeah, interesting. Well, people, if you're listening that you do dress up to cinema films, I mean, it doesn't sound cool when you say it, but yeah.
Get a fucking life.
Get to life. But anyway, let's get into what we've seen over the week. We've got to talk some football stuff. I mean, this is a little bit of a football show. just a little bit. Things we've seen over the week. I'll start with something that actually kind of just jumped out of me. KSI. I mean, we know within the week, obviously he acquired a percentage of Dagenham Rovers. You know that. But obviously their first game with him as a... I don't know if it's a majority or mine. I think it's minority.
He owns 20% of the club.
So that's not too... That's still quite a bit.
So I think him and Andy Carroll are now the majority shareholders.
Okay, well, fair. So majority shareholder then. His first game was this weekend.
Yeah.
Against Dorking Wanderers. Local team to me. Big up Dorking Wanderers. But they lost. And it was his first game, obviously, there at Duggars. They were playing at home. You see KSI and Andy Carroll. Weird mix. In the stands, sat next to each other.
It's so weird. It's so weird. I didn't know how to react when I saw the video of them celebrating.
Yeah.
I will say, right, I love JJ.
Yeah.
I've had the pleasure of doing a shit with JJ. He's a lovely bloke.
He's a lovely guy. He is.
I would say if that was in the stands every week and he behaved like that every week, I'd find it dry. I'll be honest.
Certain fans wouldn't have it,
sorry. It's why I didn't carry on watching Baller League as much as I did.
Right.
Because whenever he came on comms, so I went to uni with Brandon. So I've known Brandon for a little while.
Fair.
And then you hear him trying to obviously do his bit or whatever.
Oh,
and then,
he's the commentator. Yeah, probably.
And then
well,
obviously
yeah.
He's like, the people come on and then like JJ comes on and just takes the mickey out of people. Yeah, and I'm like, this is like, these are lads which are semi-pro. They're actually very good footballers. Yeah. Or there's things to enjoy.
But it's on Sky. It's a major broadcast. Yeah.
It's like, I'm not trying to sound like Graham Souness.
Yeah, or, I was going to say. Roy yeah, King. Just checking.
If it's actually broadcast.
Yeah.
On major platforms, it should be treated as such, rather than how I feel major broadcasts, well, okay, major Sky, have done it over the past few years, and they've kind of like regressed, I feel, in terms of what they put out and how they do things.
So you don't like when KSI says 6-7 on commentary, no?
No, I don't. No, Cecil, I don't.
Anyway. But yeah, let me get back into it. Big up JJ every time, though, because he is a lovely guy. But you're right, I think, obviously, you see him, he was streaming whilst at Dagenham Redbridge game and all that. He was doing a live stream. They ended up winning 1-0 Dagenham Redbridge against Dorking Wanderers. So it started well for him as a new majority shareholder. So that was nice to see. I think that's the one thing over the weekend that really caught my attention. I mean, I've come in today and I heard Formula One was on last 5 a.m. or 6 a.m.
Australian Grand Prix.
So you're an F1 fan a little bit.
I mean, I watch Drive to Survive when it comes out, and then I get stuck in for a couple of months, and then I'm like, I'm not getting up at 5 o'clock to watch a car go around the track.
See.
I can watch to be honest, Formula One. I feel like you can watch the highlights now. It's a bit like, okay, well, when it happens, if it's the massive race, if it's like a few seasons ago, when obviously it was like the final race of the season, all that was deciding. That's different. But like in terms of what F1 is now, I'm like, I watch Drive to Survive. It's cool.
It's cool.
I mean, my family are from like 20 minutes from Maranello where Ferrari are.
Yeah.
And my cousin works in the factory. So I kind of have to have some semblance of care.
Fair.
Otherwise, it's just a bit redundant.
Makes sense. Now, I'll get your thoughts on what you've seen of the week. Last thing I will say, though, is I watched Hijack, Idris Elba, just over the weekend. It was really good. And the reason why I'm bringing it up, one, listen, they don't sponsor us. And nor does he, but I have a bit of affiliation with Idris Elba. Obviously, I'm with Ruckus, Team Ruckus this year for Baller League, which you mentioned. But I went to training yesterday. My rant of the week's going to be about this. So let me just pause here. But big up Idris Elba. Big up Hijack. If you do see this, hi. Again, he probably will because he sees, you know, we communicate. No, we communicate. He might. I'm trying to get a sponsor. I'm trying to get an Idris Elba sponsor. He's very well off. Let me tell you, he took us out for dinner and he gave us his champagne.
Where'd you go?
Mr. Porter in Mayfair.
Mr. Porter's very nice.
Yeah, and it was all paid for. And I said, bloody
lovely.
I looked at some of the price of the food and I said, boy, the whole team's out.
Isn't that the best though? Like when it's almost like it's like a work dinner or whatever it is and you're not paying for it.
Well, it's good. But Lou, we didn't know if we weren't paying for it at the beginning. So I'm checking for it.
Oh, yeah, that's
I'm
bad. Yeah. He should have clarified, lads, you got it covered. Because then you could enjoy it instead of going, oh.
So yeah, so it's a bit of a shaky one. And then after the one, when he said it's all covered, I was like, fuck, I should have got the lobster and wagyu steak anyway. But right, get anything you saw over the weekend quickly before we go to FA Cup chat.
So I was having a little look on the way in. Mm. Obviously, there's stuff out in the old firm, which we're not going to talk about because that's just really sad and that's not what this show's about. I was on a little Google and I saw that apparently, I say apparently because I don't know how, you know, accurate it is.
Yep.
But in the Bundesliga 2, they were using VAR and the referee went over to the monitor and one of the fans behind the monitor unplugged it because he didn't want to make the call.
I think that if that is true, I hope that is true.
That is so good.
I hope that's true. That's
so it's like it's something which I think it deserves a round of applause.
It does.
In the vast majority of circles.
It does.
It's spectacular.
I think he should walk out with the team next game.
Absolutely.
He deserves that sort
hold
of
hold hands with the captain.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect.
Big German bloke as the mascot. Big Harry. Yeah, that's fun, Gunter. I like,
Both imagine that holding hands. Right, let's go forward, people. It's FA Cup. It was FA Cup weekend. It's FA Cup talk time. And I'll do my antidote of Arsenal, but I think you guys, that last minute of
we're going to agree.
I thought he was going to bite back a little bit, but no, Wrexham. I'll be honest, that magic of the FA Cup, I wanted to, that it felt like was going to see magic, but we didn't in the end. Anyway, let me go to what I saw. See, I went away to Mansfield, early kickoff. Lord, getting up there, we left at like 7 a.m.
Yeah, where is it?
Not just past Nottingham, but it's still far. I'll be honest.
So, did you drive?
We have to drive. We have to because we got cameramen and equipment and all that. So we drove up there. It was really early. I was also on other broadcasters available. I was on TNT Sports. You might have seen me. I'm just gonna drop that in there. You know, got a little.
My name's Cecil, and I'm on main broadcast. Look at me, grow up.
I enjoyed it. That's my debut.
I don't care. We don't talk about it on Fubar Radio.
Yeah,
is
true.
It TNT? No,
it's true. It's not. Yeah,
is it HBO Max? No,
it's Yeah, you're right. You are right.
Exactly. But we only care about Fubar here.
I don't get him in full time.
Got you, Hugh.
Full time contract.
Get me that contract. I'm waiting.
So I did that. It was nice early morning. They made me meet them early, and then we went to the game. Now the game, it was good. I love going to old school stadiums stadiums, proper football, bit of a mud bath, a little bit, and it was just like, it just felt really nice. It felt like it was close to the players because, you know, it's not like you're in West Ham and you're in the London Stadium and you're bloody. Because a running track, right? Yeah, you can't even see the pitch, let alone be near the player. So it's good to see that. Obviously, we ended up winning 2-1. It was a bit of a tight game. We weren't exhilarating, but we haven't been exhilarating for a long time. But
shocked,
you know. But you know what? I enjoyed it. I think the players enjoyed it. I listened to some of the players' interviews, and they said, "Listen, it was a dream." Mansfield players, not Arsenal players. A dream to play against Arsenal or play for them, but play against them. One of the captains was saying, he just said like. And for them, I guess they felt like they were in the game. They were. It's not like we smashed them up to pieces. I do want to mention, actually, before I kind of close off my answer, Max Dowman. Oh, my Lord, this kid is going to be a... I already knew this from when I watched him in Youth Cup, but he's a joke. He's an absolute joke. He was running the game. Didn't score. Should have scored a hat-trick. But, hey, apart from that, he made the game look easy. Ran past players for fun. Anything else that stood out? The Mansfield Town, big them up. Their fans are incredible. They absolutely bantered us. The whole way through the game. Yeah, I think our away fans are amazing. We gave it back, but they outshone us.
Arsenal away fans are amazing, are they?
They are amazing. Okay. They're amazing. Okay. They are amazing.
I've seen you quite a few times now. You've only been good once, and that was in the cup game recently.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we stuck. No,
yeah, that game you were good, but that's because we were also diabolical because we're so tired of all the rubbish we see every week.
No, we give it. I think that's kind of the wrap up on what I saw. I'm just happy through to next round quarterfinals. Oh, actually, and tonight is. The draw? No.
Yeah, it's
the draw.
It's West Ham Brentford, isn't it? So they've got the. Will that game be interesting? When's that?
West Ham Brentford. West Ham have a bit of an upturn.
They are, but then there's the other thing is with West Ham is if they do win that game, me and my dad and his mates, we had dinner on Saturday night.
Yeah.
We did the maths.
Is it going to be you guys again or not?
No, we think Spurs are going to go down. We think West Ham are going to finish above. Who's the other team that are going down there in a minute? Above, oh my God,
Burnley, Wolves.
Burnley, Wolves, West Ham, Spurs. Who's the other one? Oh my God, I've had a brain fart.
Who is it? Forest?
I can't believe it. Forest. We think they're going to finish by Forest.
Oh, West Ham?
And if they win this, I think there's going to be a bit of an upturn.
That
even more
is
of an upturn.
A very big shout. Okay.
Is it? I don't know.
I thought Forest were... I don't know if they were picking up. I don't know if they've been picking up.
I can't believe Forest were down there. It's not like I do this for a living or anything.
Yeah, let's...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. All right, so UFA Cup, your game, Wrexham.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, all of that, it just...
Oh, yeah, it's such a fairy tale. It's not like they've got loads of money from, like, FX and Disney, and they've just been invested by, was it 20% been given to a massive sports equity brand? Yeah, it's such a massive fairy tale, that.
But you are Chelsea, Pride of London.
Hey, no, I get
I
agree.
Yep.
I was so... This is one thing, it's not my rant of the week, but it's one thing that annoyed me, because everyone's kind of went, all right, we're through to the next round, that's all that matters. I'm like... Yeah, but realistically, we shouldn't have been in that position. It took extra time and a sending off for us to actually get a result.
Yeah.
And also,
they got a red card as well.
They're like, you make it sound like they played a whole half with 10 men. I'm like, we had to go to extra time.
Yeah, there was a half.
You played a team in the championship and took it to extra time. Are you telling me that's okay after spending nearly 1.9 billion?
There we go. See,
and you've got Tosin at centre half. I'm a better centre back than Tosin. I can win more headers than he can.
I don't disagree. I'm
sorry. Honestly, I was going to hit the wall.
I'm glad we're agreeing then. So you're rattled.
I was so rattled.
Good, because I think Chelsea fans shouldn't be too exuberant. I know this, and they won and they're through. That's all that matters. But I mean, I looked at that and I thought, Wrexham, and they were in the game fully.
It was theirs to lose.
Yes,
yeah, honestly, they should have won that game. We were very, very, very fortunate.
Yeah.
The scoreline is flattering. I look at that. It's like, and also it's other things. The standards of Chelsea fans. I now understand, right, where you guys were a few years ago when you were telling me that Yaya Sanogo is the best striker that's ever going to exist, right? Because apparently now Alejandro Garnacho is an amazing left winger. And he's not. He's absolutely
honest. Come on, there's no way your fans are saying that. I know he scored against us twice, and like he's come off the bench and had a cameos and done okay. But we all football people know he's not.
If you've been around football and you actually are a footballer, like, it's not like not. I'm not. No, no disrespect to people that you know just enjoy watching it, right?
Yeah.
But we work in football. We've been around the game, and I look at this and I go, oh my God, how do we spend 40 million on that?
Crazy.
He looks like he's going to moan about his coffee in a coffee shop like a Karen. And also, right,
go on.
His barber, why does he let him do that to his skull? Why does he let him do it? It is shit.
Yeah, his chin's all over
awful.
The place. Yeah.
I'm sorry, like, I get he's probably paying you a lot of money, but he pays you a lot of money because you're good at what you do. Stop doing shit.
Yeah.
I'm really passionate about Alejandro Garnacho and how much I don't like him.
Well, people, as you've just heard, Louis had a passionate rant there, but that wasn't his rant of the week. But after this, we'll be getting to our rants of the week.
VAR, you serious? On FUBAR Radio.
I'm still laughing because Louis, look, he's about to come bust.
No, I'm genuinely seething. I am very much. Oh, sorry. I'm like, I've lost my head. It's gone. It's gone. Not quite old school. Not like it used to.
Not old school.
But you see, I am going quite red.
Red, yeah, that's why I'm laughing.
Yeah, so that's the usual. When I start losing it, I go redder and redder and redder and redder.
Oh, that's interesting. Right, let's get to today's rant of the week. I have a few. I don't know.
Go on, you go first because I'm still trying to figure mine out. I was having a little think about mine.
I guess mine's not really strong. Firstly, it's just me. I'm ranting that I'm getting old. My body. I went training yesterday and I'm walking like I've done, I don't know, like I've climbed, I've walked up a mountain.
How old are you, Cesar?
I'm 25 plus that. All right.
Are we talking 20%?
I'm 30.
You're 30?
And my knees feel like they're 67.
Yeah, mate.
Because I played for, like, one guy in training yesterday for Rutgers.
25 plus that.
One guy in training yesterday, he just turned, and I knew he was going to turn, but I turned, and my knee was like, no, we don't want to turn that intensity. And now,
you need to adjust, mate.
Yeah, but I'm just like, bodies should be out. I used to play football every day.
Yeah.
And wake up, play football, go home, and the next day I'll do the same. No pain, no nothing. Today I couldn't even run for the train. I briskly walked because I was like, if I run, my knee or my leg might combust. So firstly, I want to rant about this. It's a shame that we can't stay to levels when we're young. How good would that be? Why can't we just keep that athletic?
That's very profound for this show.
Yeah, I just wish I could just be an athlete like myself.
Man, why can we not just like stay like we were, man? Like,
yeah, man. Okay,
life's too short, man. Yeah, we should celebrate every small moment.
That is a bit hippie, isn't it, for me? But do you know what? It is what it is. It is what it is. I did have, what was, I had another rant of the week, which was really frustrating me. I do know, oh man. Yeah.
Yes, you!
The producers just put up old man yells at cloud. Yes, from The Simpsons. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Nice one. Well, good stuff.
That is love kind that. Of where I'm at.
Love that.
My next thing, again, is a little bit... It's a little bit controversial. Can we just stop the wars? I was supposed to... I don't know if it's going to stay in. But I had a lovely... Firstly, stop war. All war, no to war. But I was supposed to be going to Dubai. And I need a break.
Well, that's your fault for going to sunny Canary Wharf. Go somewhere else.
Actually, that's a good point. Canary Wharf nowadays, people, listen, if you're in London, in the summer, you're
in
right.
The summer,
it is literally like Dubai.
You walk around and someone goes, Habibi, it's like, I'm in Dubai. It's amazing.
He's not even wrong. And they've got like, they got on the water now, they've got like hot tub boats, there's barbecue boats.
I do want to do one of those.
Yeah, so do I. My boys actually put it in our group this week and was like, we should do this.
I've got a couple of mates one friend who lives in Canary Wharf. He's got a little bit of a following. I'm like, mate, listen, can we just like use your skill set?
Yeah, let's get that gifted.
You've got a load of followers. Let's just get
Just message them. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, so I might be doing that this summer because I won't be going to Dubai, which is supposed to be happening in a couple of weeks. But that's probably going to be off. So that's frustrating me because I needed a break.
Let's just stop war. That's it.
I think that's fair.
Rant of the week, guys. Let's just stop.
Yeah, war. I know it's not that simple. I know, but why can't it be?
I mean, if we're going to go political, we can talk about the Orange Man. I mean, but you know, it's something which I'm just looking at Hugh. Say yes or no.
Well, he
Hugh's not saying it's your funeral, mate.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Mossad will come and find you, not me.
I mean, the Orange Man cannot be. I'm sure he's not listening to VAR. He says, but yeah, who knows? Anyway,
it's a great show. I love this show. VAR, you theorists, so good. It's the best show in the world. Cecil, when you gonna get me on?
I like it.
I love Pele. Pele, mate. It's Pele. That's that wasn't gonna be a random, but that's one of them. I've got a new one.
Let's go.
It's the Americans. They say things wrong on purpose, okay. But they think they're right.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up. It's not how you say it. I'm very passionate about this.
Well, they still obviously soccer is their sport.
But it's also do you know why it's called that?
No.
So they call it that because it's actually not their fault. It's our fault.
Oh.
So it's our fault. when Corinthian Casuals or when the Corinthians went over to the States and other teams, I think it was a couple of other teams as well. They introduced it as association football.
Right.
So like ad soc or whatever it was. Yeah. So then they got short onto soccer. So that's our fault. So I don't have a go at Americans calling it soccer anymore. I have a go at them calling American football. Because that's just, you know, rugby for pussies. But, you know, that's just my opinion. So we'll throw the ball forwards. Throw it backwards, mate.
Yeah.
Hugh's not happy. Well, you're right, Hugh.
Well...
Hughes, you said I can use naughty today. Words on this show. There he is. That's true.
You can.
It's what it is. Like, oh my God, it's the greatest sport in the world. Not even, right? Okay, and listen to the other, just the Americans, but they're thinking they're bigger than they are, right?
Go on, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Here we go. So, the numbers.
Like, oh my God. Oh, it's the biggest sport. We're the world champions. Literally less people watched that than watched a game which is just a league
just
game.
Just a league game, yeah. That's true.
That's actually it's a fact. Like, it's like a league game in the league. I thought it was a league game in a tournament, but you know, it is what it is. Same things, different words.
Yeah.
You know, that was very David Brent that as well. same thing, different words.
Yeah.
No, but it's,
do you know what? That's a good. It's a good point because we'll end it. I think it's a good point on when you said. I think people think when you compare to Super Bowl numbers, everyone always goes, "Oh yeah, to the World Cup final numbers." No. Like you said, it was an actual just a Premier League weekend. Just of a normal match.
750 million people watch Liverpool Man City.
There you go.
Like 135 million watch the Super Bowl.
So it's just like, please.
And more people watch the halftime show than the actual Super Bowl itself.
Says it all. Anyway.
No one cares.
Time for...
Sorry.
The big debate. last time we did this, I actually won. I actually remember this because...
Is it one of the very few times you've won this?
I'm terrible at the big debate.
I forgot.
Remember, you can't say the words. You can't say the words. So, let me get my timer ready. This section, you already know what's happening. We do a debate, each of us. Well, I'll give you the headline, and then I'll give you the words that you cannot use. You have to convince us that Arsenal will be the most boring winners of the Premier League in history. So, you'll be obviously fighting... For this, I actually going to be fighting against this. Okay, we have 90 seconds. You cannot, I repeat, you cannot use the words Arsenal.
What is the fucking point in this game? What is the point?
I love this. I hate this, actually. I'm terrible. You can't use the word Arsenal. You can't use the word boring. I don't know how you can do that. Arteta.
Let me find some synonyms. Okay, I don't call him Arteta anyway.
Okay, that's okay. That's
that
good.
Works for me.
Premier League. Reds. Emirates. Corners. Set pieces. Attractive. Let me give you the list because you're not going to remember.
Give me that list.
You're
now.
Not going to remember. Let me just get it up for you.
Kim, you are a terrorist. What is wrong with you, man?
Right, that's the list. All right, I'm going to go first. I'm going to say why it's four. Obviously, this is a big debate at the moment, anyway. It's going around social media.
This is ridiculous.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
This is.
Right, here we go. In three, I've got 90 seconds in three to convince you why Arsenal. I'm not the most boring winner in the Premier League in history.
Because obviously corners and set pieces are such a massive part of the argument.
I don't know how you're going to do it. Yeah, good luck. If
I can't use the word corner, I can't use the word set piece. What am I supposed to use? Round, shapey ball thing. Well, like, what's that supposed to be?
You have to get creative. In three, I'm going to go in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Okay. The best team in North London will be great winners of the EPL.
That's Premier League, isn't
it? Yeah, but it's not me saying that word.
Come on.
No. You have to say it. No, I'm saying EPL.
Are you serious,
EPL.
Mate?
You can say you can use that. Great winners of the EPL, because back in the 1996-97 season, a man called Paul Scholes complained that and agreed with this statement and wanted to put the statement across. However, he forgets that in that year, they had their total. I think they won. The EPL one was 75, 76 points. And we are way over that. We've way surpassed that. He scored 6 goals and had no assists in that season. And they're deeming us as the most... the most... not entertaining to watch for this season's EPL. But I disagree. Because in the Champions League, we are phenomenal. We bop teams off the park. We score many goals in open play.
What's that got to do with being a league winner?
That's a good point. In open play, we are the highest scorers this year. This season. That is 90 seconds. I actually done well there. Thank you. I want to pat myself on the back. Old school things.
This is
good luck.
Really hard.
Because it's actually easier, to be fair, because for us, because I'm fighting for, against, there's no way. Set. Anyway, 3, 2, 1, good luck. Go.
So you've just addressed Paul Scholes.
Correct.
Right. What was the points figures for that league season that they got?
It was like 76, 74, I think. I don't need to
tell. So you're telling me that this team in North London.
Yep. Good.
Right?
Yep.
Aren't that not entertaining? I check the word then quickly.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, if we're going to use that, let's talk about the Chelsea team from 2004-2005, which people call not entertaining.
Entertaining, yeah, correct.
Which...
Man United got 75 points in that.
Cool. Yeah, okay. That's great, but... That team at Stamford Bridge did actually bop teams off the park, got 95 points, but only overtaken by Manchester City and their 100 points about 10, 15 years later.
95 points, you did get 95
points.
Yeah,
we did get 95 points.
Okay, we were second that year again.
Exactly, and that Arsenal... Oh my
yes!
God! I
yes!
I
hate yes! Yes!
I was in a rhythm! It was going yes! so well!
Yes, you still had 20 seconds. I win!
Kim, I hate you!
Yes! Yes! You were speaking slow, you were in it, and then you said Arsenal. No, you cannot use my club's name. I win again, you suck at this, Louis!
Just, we're going to have this conversation anyway, right? And we're going to ignore this because I'm going to make my point.
Go on.
This Arsenal team, right? This Arsenal team.
I've won, by the way. Go on.
Yeah, cool. Well done, mate. This Arsenal team, right, are the most boring winners because they literally play no football whatsoever in the league.
I love it.
In the league.
I love
it. But you know what? Do you know what? That's fine. If you win it, fine. That's
exactly
how you're going to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Right? The question is, are you happy with that after everyone talks about how Arsenal play beautiful football and all this sort of stuff for so many years? Are you happy with winning it the way you are?
When we win the quad, It don't matter.
It's when now.
Joking. Nah, I will be. Listen.
You're not joking. I'm being serious. I've seen that t-shirt you wore last Christmas. Let's not do that.
No, we're not going to win the quad. But I will say, yes, I don't care how we play. It's been so long for me, Louis. I need this. I don't care. We could scumbag our way through. I don't think we are doing that.
How old were you when you last won the league?
I was not 11. No, I was nine. I was nine.
So you've gone through, right? Mm. The entirety of the back end of primary school, the entirety of secondary school.
Yeah.
You've gone through A-levels, all that stuff, had a football career, gone to AFTV, done all the other bits as well.
Done all these things.
Got grey hairs, got no knees, all in the time it's taken for Arsenal to continuously mess you up. Yes. Yeah, do you know what? Fair enough. See? I don't blame you.
You get it. You get it. It's tough. You know, it's been tough.
It has been tough. You know, when you win the Champions League, we'll see what happens. You know, but until then, not even the best club in London. So.
Oh, stop. All right. We are the biggest and the best, and you're going to see it this season. After this, we'll be coming back to do our Fantasy 11. We've got a really interesting one for you. Let's see after this.
VAR, are you serious on FUBAR Radio?
I'm still seething about that big debate. That's just like, that is just absolutely diabolical. I'm seething.
Is Louis still annoyed about the big debate? But before we go into, which I mentioned would be the Fantasy 11, a special, special Fantasy 11, which, if I'll be honest, Kim, we had to change it. I shouldn't even admit this on air, but it was supposed to be Harry Potter. Sorry to Harry Potter fans. I'm not a big Harry Potter fan.
I've watched Harry Potter in like 20 years.
Yeah, I've watched Philosopher's Stone, Chambers of Secrets, and there was one other, and then after that I was out. So we changed it. But before we
he's been to the Chamber of Secrets, mate. The Box in Soho. Different sort of vibes.
Very different. Very naughty. There it is, Chambers of Secrets. I'll give you that. That was good.
Love that.
Right.
Love that.
But before we get into, that's made me laugh, our Fantasy 11, we will discuss quickly, Louis, because we're both in the Champions League. I'm flying, by the way, to Germany tomorrow afternoon.
Yes,
I'm going to Bayer Leverkusen. I'm watching us play Bayer Leverkusen.
Oh, really?
And yeah,
no way.
What a shock. And I should be hopefully seeing Arsenal win against Bayer Leverkusen tomorrow. So that is going to be the fixture that I'm playing against. I'm quite confident going into that game. We've got a lovely, lovely side of the draw. Lovely run to at least the semi-final. So, and big up Arteta, credit to him. Quarterfinals, first year back in the
Captain
Champions
Scarlet.
League. Semi-finals back. Yeah, Captain Scarlet.
That man dyes his hair. There's no way that Lego head is normal. Just like being deadly serious.
I like the Mikel Arteta hate. He's just proven a lot of people wrong. A lot of people don't like him, but he's my manager. Big him up every time. Best manager in the world. That's
sorry,
a lie.
Sorry.
But
good. I'm glad you clarified
but,
that very
you know,
quickly.
I got to back my team. So obviously quarterfinals first year back, semi-finals last season, and then hopefully we make the final and win it. Big arts, Champions League. But our run is very, very good. Bayer Leverkusen playing on Wednesday. Your thoughts, who have you got?
We got PSG.
Oh my days. Parc des Princes.
Parc
des Princes.
Oui. It's going to be interesting. I
after that Wrexham game, you must be a bit like blah.
Well, no, because then you look a few days before that and we absolutely battered Aston Villa.
Fair.
You know, and we were in the game against you and we were in the game against City. And like, you know, it's like we can turn up. It's just if we choose to, which is my problem.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I look at that and I go, okay, well, you know, we've just got to see who's available and who can actually play and who can make the difference. But I mean, look, at the same time, this Chelsea side's already beaten PSG. And, you know, we were written off in that game as well. So we'll have to see. But, you know, I'm just taking it each 90 minutes. Let's see what happens.
Each 90 minutes, game by game. It'll be interesting. PSG versus Chelsea. What are you playing, Wednesday or Tuesday?
Think we're playing Tuesday? Let me check. For you.
Yeah, please check because I'm gonna want to watch that one. I can't lie, that'll be a very.
I think we're playing.
It's on Wednesday.
There you go.
Yeah, Wednesday 8 p.m. here in the UK. It's the later kickoff. We're early. We're like 5:30 kickoff on Wednesday. So
the idea of playing, I was like, someone asked me if I wanted to go, and I just laughed. Said absolutely not. I'm not going to PSG.
Do you know what? And I was just about to touch on. We went there obviously last season. They won, and they were like, this is going to sound so bad. They were like driving through the streets, hitting like their own fans. And it was crazy.
Mental.
We tried to do fan cams. We had to move and hide, basically, because there was just like spotters and stuff like on the street. It was nuts.
It's not, it's the police as well. And it's just, I mean, put it this way. the French police and the Spanish police, the worst that I've had to deal with.
Yeah, I was mine's French and Italian. The Italians.
Well, the Italian. I've got a good story about the Italians. Mm. So obviously, when we went to Milan a couple of years ago, I went with my dad. It's the first time me and him had done a European away. So I was trying to get him. I've been convincing him for ages.
Yeah.
And Milan's like 2 hours from where my family are. So the way I convinced him was, we can go there for a few days, spend see the family, have a good time, then we'll drive to the game. Love it. Brilliant. Great. Let's go. It'll be cheap. Brilliant. Sweet. Obviously, have you been to the San Siro?
Yeah.
So you know
many times.
You know, yeah. You know that gate where they kind of they walk you across where the fans are.
But so annoying. And then you have block. To yeah, and then you have to go
around. Yeah, you have to go around. So at that block,
that was my heading, by the way.
We were there early, so we were like one of the first ones there, and obviously everyone was queuing up to go.
Yeah.
And the Italian police, as you very well know, were ready.
Yeah.
Their batons were out, all this sort of stuff, and people started to kick off. My dad walks up to him. I'm like, yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. What are you doing? Don't. Start speaking Italian. So then all that they're there with their batons and they're going, what we can't hit him. it's like, what do you do?
Really?
So they're literally stood there like ready to go. And they're kind of going, oh, what do we do here? So if you speak.
That's a great trick. I'm going to acquire.
If you speak some of the language.
I can do that.
You can literally like.
Grazie, okay. Mille, prego. I can.
But if you do it with that accent, mate, they'll be like, shut the fuck up.
Okay, yeah.
And they will hit you.
Okay, I'll try. I need to work on some of my Italian.
You need to work on it, mate.
Don't worry, I've got that.
You'll get there.
Duolingo. Right.
Duolingo.
You can sponsor us, by the way. Time to go to the Fantasy 11 coming up after this.
VAR, you serious? On FUBAR Radio.
All right, people. It's now time. Louis, pick this one. We're doing Fantasy 11. This is going to be a shock to Kim listening. We're going to be doing Musicians 11.
I love it.
Oh, I like it as well. It. Now, reason why I find this an interesting one, because the producer's going to decide the winner, but I need to know, it's difficult because some of these musicians can play football because I think I've been around musicians that do play football, but, or you go off their status of as a musician though. So, because I've gone for strength of your career, and then some bit of football as well.
I've gone similar route, to be honest. But I mean, let me put it this way: Hugh's not going to be sweating beyond the knees on this one because you know none of them have committed any atrocities in my list. So,
okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
You know that's fine.
Good. Let's go to
Hugh.
Let's go to.
Off, come on, I'm going
to
hate you.
Let's go to our goalkeeper. Let's start with our goalkeeper.
Ah.
Oh.
I've got a loophole in mine.
Oh, here we go.
Petr Cech. Because he's actually performed with bands on stage. I think he did a gig with the Foo Fighters. So, and he's a drummer. So there you go. Petr Cech in goal for me.
I'm checking this as we speak. Petr Cech.
He's definitely played a gig. I don't know if it was the Foo Fighters, but he's done a big event.
That is a madness. There's a
picture of him and Snoop Dogg, which I found quite funny earlier.
Foo Fighters walk cover. He's jamming with Roger Taylor as well.
Yeah, okay. Man, he's
a bit of a rock man.
It's there. I mean, it's fair. My route is very, very, very indie.
Okay, well, I can't really argue that because there's some proof there. I'm going to go, yeah, he did perform. He's performed on a band in the charity thing as well. He's a rock. Okay, cool. He's been on the show as well as a drummer. Okay, I'm going to go, even though it's not him singing, it's him playing, but I'll do that. Musicians, I suppose. I've gone Stormzy. High knees, big. It can be athletic. I think it'd be good in goal.
Nice, okay. Nice.
Yep, too big for the boots and all them things there. All right, right back. Off you go.
Right, so my whole team, I've kind of gone around. I've looked at Soccer Aid and who's played. So I've gone for actual ballers in different positions.
Okay, see, I'm going to struggle here.
So
this is ridiculous.
My left back, he wasn't in Soccer Aid, but he's really good friends with Leighton Baines. I've gone with good, Miles. I've gone with Miles Kane.
Miles Kane.
He's an indie rocker, basically.
Okay, well.
He's from Liverpool.
I know Leighton Baines. We don't really know Miles Kane. You can, that's not great.
Unbelievable. What do you mean not great?
It's not great.
He's also written songs for the Arctic Monkeys. Download stuff
there. Oh, he's done some research.
Mate,
I like it.
This is my wheelhouse, this.
I've gone with Dave, Santan Dave.
A left back.
As right back.
Oh, sorry, that was you're on right back.
Okay.
Sorry, I put Tom Grennan at right back because that's where he played in Soccer Aid.
Good player. Good player.
Yeah.
I like Tom.
I found what I was looking for in that position.
Smart.
Thank you. Cheers, guys.
I've gone Dave. No words. He's playing right back. Left back, I've gone the Queen Bee, Beyonce. You're going to see why. So just hear me out here. Hear me out. Left back and right back. I think 4D. So I'm thinking partnerships. Wait till you see who they're their right wing. They got right wing and left wing. Okay, so we've got Dave
this,
right back.
This could go very dark with Beyonce. And left, I'm not allowed to do it.
Left back is Beyonce, Queen right. B. Yeah, she stings people. Can run up and down the wing. Anyway, right. Don't ask me. I'm centre back pairing. Who have you got?
Robbie Williams. Again, played there in Soccer Aid twice, three times. Good captain player. Of England as well.
Yeah, friends of Dave Beckham as well.
And I put Stormzy as a centre back partner.
Not bad.
He'll keep Robbie Williams grounded. You know, he'll be like the passer Robbie Williams when he steps out, and he'll say, "Hey, mate, don't get a bit big for your boots."
This is good. He's doing well. He's doing well.
I imagine he'll win everything in the air as well.
So my centre back pairing is Krept and Konan.
Yeah. Nice.
Come on, they're a duo. Nice. It makes sense. Like that, there's like a partnership
that.
There.
Like that.
It makes sense. Don't waste my time. It makes sense. Yeah. So that's my centre back pairing, and there'll be no nonsense. They won't have anyone, like I said, wasting their time. So that's me. All right. Midfield three. Okay. Go on. Now I'm sorry. If I lose this from my midfield three, this is rigged.
You're going to lose.
Holy Trinity.
Have you? Good for you.
Go.
I've got Bob Marley in the 10.
Ah, he's in mine as well. Okay. Wait, we might be thinking, all right, let's go.
You're not.
There's no,
you're not.
You can't be.
You're not going to beat my double pivot behind him. You're not going to beat it.
You wait. Okay, go on.
So in the 1980s, this duo got to number 12 with Diamond Lights, Glenn Hoddle and Chris Waddle.
Glenn Hoddle, isn't he? Wait.
Yeah. No, look it up. Number 12, you Diamond Lights, Glenn Hoddle, Chris Waddle were on Top of the Pops doing a track, number 12 in the UK. Look it up.
I should have just done the whole England thing because they did a rap, the John Barnes.
I was trying to find a shoehorn, John Barnes.
Yeah, I was going
to
do all that. But you know what?
Look!
No, I'm not having
1987,
it.
Diamond Lights, and they actually sung it. Glenn Hoddle and Chris Waddle.
No, I'm not having it. All right,
midfield three, you've got the sexiness of Glenn Hoddle on the ball. You've got Bob Marley driving forward, and you've got Chris Waddle doing the business.
Now, hear me out, producers. I can see you both, yeah? I can see both of you. You dare.
It's Musicians 11.
You dare make me lose this. I have musicians? The Holy Trinity midfield three. Here we go. In the DM, same as Louis, man like the king of reggae.
He's my number 10.
Bob Marley. Yeah, okay, well, he's my DM, yeah? He might be a bit relaxed, but he's my number 10.
Exactly, too relaxed for defensive midfield. Walk right for him.
My number 8, the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. Don't play with me. Yep, the Holy Trinity. Next one. You know where I'm going with this. The number 10, the captain, the king of pop, Michael Jackson. You can't beat it.
What I would know is, are you sure you've looked online, or did you go through a specific list? Because there's three people that are already in this team that are on that list. That's all I'm saying is that's why I'll win this.
No.
Mine aren't on certain lists. Just saying.
Well, this is a different list.
It is a different list. This is redacted.
This is a Football 11. That's the Holy Trinity of music, in my opinion. Bob Marley, you've got Elvis, you've got the king of reggae, king of rock and roll, king of pop. Come on, people. And Bob Marley, by the way, he actually did play football as well.
He did. So he played in Battersea, mate.
Correct. There's obviously footers. There's a lot of footers of him as well playing. And he's a big fan of Pele. But here we go. That's my midfield three.
Pele.
Right.
Great player.
Pele. I'm going to use that. The next. Right, let's go. Your front three.
So my front three, it's actually really tough. Again, I've gone very much Britpop era.
Oh, here we go.
So Spice Girls? I've gone for the most dynamic duo. I've gone for Liam as my target man up front, with Noel just playing off him.
I was going to do
that. And on the left wing, sort of like their protege, their young player they're building up, who's absolutely unbelievable in Soccer Aid, Hugh, get up the goal. Sergio Pizzorno from Kasabian. Oh my God. Sergio Pizzorno's goal, he is a mate, baller.
Who is it?
Kasabian.
And his name?
He's called Sergio Pizzorno.
You
know Kasabian, don't you?
I know Kasabian, I know the band.
Look at this goal. Look at this goal. This is absolutely unbelievable, right? So this is him there.
Look, producers are very quick at getting the clips.
He's getting it there. And he's also been on. Yeah, watch.
He's set it back to him.
Bang. Oh, look at that. Bosh.
Okay.
Love that on the left wing.
Okay.
And then also Soccer AM.
Very good goal.
Soccer AM always hits it. He's an absolute baller.
Soccer AM, if you want to call up me or Louis to play.
Well, Soccer AM doesn't exist anymore.
Sorry, Soccer Aid. Sorry, I went crazy there.
Soccer, mate, I'm not playing Soccer Aid.
Oh, you could get in there. We could get in there. I'm not sure.
I don't want to play in Soccer Aid. I'm all right.
Well, I do. So if anyone wants to, let me know.
I'll stand on the corner. I'll stand and shout at people with Harry Redknapp.
Let me.
Nico Crenshaw!
Let me finish off with my front three. Now, my right back was Dave. My left back was Beyonce. My left winger in front of Beyonce is Jay-Z.
Yeah, great, great, great. Well done. They're both on the plane. They know exactly what to do with that. Yeah. They work really well together doing that sort of stuff.
Okay, okay. Dave is my right back.
Yeah.
My
Alex from Glasgow.
My left back, I should have actually done that, is Central C. They have a song called Sprinter. They'll be sprinting. It makes sense. Sprinter, all them things, they're sprinters. Anyway, that's just
a QPR fan who says he's a Chelsea fan.
Oh, Central, yeah. Hey, I've seen him wear loads of different tops as well.
It's like when he's in the Chelsea adverts, not really.
But so Central C is my right winger in front of Dave, who's my right back. And then up front, I'm sorry, this is a favourite of mine, the king of R&B. For me, my favourite artist.
R. Kelly.
No, definitely not going. This is not the controversial 11. This is not the controversial 11.
I should have done that. Why did I not do that? That would have been so much more fun.
I've gone.
Gary Glitter.
My favourite artist. Chris Brown, Chris Breezy.
Sorry. This is not the controversial 11. And you put Chris Brown in it. Are you having me on?
He's a great artist.
Are you having me on?
We're not going to talk about his past. We're just going to talk about how him as an artist. I love Chris Brown. And he's in number 10.
Oh, my God.
King of R&B. I need a decision. Wait, we're going to run through our 11s. And I need
a
decision.
I've got a bench
from production.
As well.
You got
a bench.
What, you can't have a bench?
Yeah.
Well, just give me a quickie reel if you haven't got a bench.
Damon Albarn from Blur.
Okay.
Sid Vicious.
Who's Sid Vicious?
Who's Sid Vicious?
No, I don't have
Sex Pistols.
Right, okay. No Sex Pistols.
Jarvis Cocker. And my boy from The Manor, John Dutch. My option at centre-half to come on if I need him.
Okay.
Back three.
Give me your 11 in full, from goalkeeper to striker.
In goal, yeah. Petr Cech.
He's found a loophole.
Loopholes galore in this team. Right back, Tom Grennan.
Yeah, he's actually a good
player. Centre halves, Robbie Williams and Stormzy. Miles Kane at left back.
What a link up.
Hoddle and Waddle as my defensive midfield partnership. Bob Marley in the 10.
I like that.
Noel Gallagher on the right. Sergio Pizzone on the left. And Liam Gallagher up front.
Okay, let me go through my 11. Stormzy in goal.
Sorry, I've just checking. I've won this, right?
No, wait. We're gonna decide.
I've won this.
Goalkeeper Stormzy. Too big. Can't be too big for his boots in goal. We've got Dave right back with a link up playing right wing with Central C. Centre back pairing, Krept and Konan. Nice. What a great duo. Left back is Beyonce with playing in front of her left wing is Jay-Z.
Great list.
DM. I've got Bob Marley. Can probably get a bit tired because of certain things that he did in his past. But
no women, no crying.
But, you know? Yeah, exactly. But he's, you know.
And also, maybe you know, he's a bit tired as well because, you know, he did get shot, didn't he?
So that's also true. I was going to go Biggie and Tupac, but it's, you know, for another 11, that is. But Bob Marley in DM. Number 8, playing number 8 in front of him is Elvis Presley. Number 10, Michael Jackson. You ready? No, that's the Holy Trinity there in the midfield. And then the front three, well, I've given you the Central C right wing, I've given you left wing, it's Jay-Z up front. My favourite artist, Chris Brown. And that is it. So we're going to go with, drum roll, please. It's going to be...
These one. I can't hear anything of what you're saying.
So he's just said that I would have won. Uh-huh. But because of the crimes that a lot of my people have committed, I don't know how controversy... Alleged crimes.
Some of them aren't.
Chris Brown's been shot.
Some anyway, of them very clearly happened.
But but because of the alleged charges of some of my team, I've been partly disqualified. So Louis, you've won today's Fantasy 11.
That was always going to happen.
And
this is my game. You can have the big bet. This is my game.
This is my game. Fantasy 11 is my favourite. I love it.
How many times have I come on?
Okay. Yes.
How many times have I won?
Yeah. Well, this is normally twice.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Just like that.
Well, just in time. But I was going to say, yes, Fantasy 11 is, I'm going to still claim it as my favorite part of the show. But today I've lost, even though I've been disqualified. So people listening, you let me know, have I lost fairly or unfairly? I've lost to Louis Benaventi, who's been a special guest for today's VAR. Are you serious? He's returned with all the energy of all the great discussion that we needed for today's show. And I needed it to start my day. Thank you all for listening. And thank you again to Louis for joining us. And we'll see you again soon. Take care.
Love.